AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Today, President Biden is going to take a bigger step in the fight against the coronavirus.
Not with shutdowns or lockdowns, but with more widespread vaccinations, boosters, testing, and more.
He will be unveiling a winter plan to combat the virus and its Omicron variant with enhanced availability of shots and vaccines, but without major new restrictions. The first case of the Omicron variant was reported in the U.S. and California. San Francisco Health Director Frank Colfax says there is a lot they don't know.
We don't know how infectious it is, although there is a strong likelihood that it is more infectious than Delta. We don't know how sick it will make people.
The number of people applying for unemployment benefits rose last week. Officials in Norway say at least 50 people in Oslo have been infected with the Omicron variant linked to a company Christmas party. The House committee investigating the January Capitol riot voted to pursue contempt charges against Jeffrey Clark, a former Justice Department official who refused to answer the committee's questions, but they agreed to let him come back for another try. Wyoming's Liz Cheney is one of the Republicans on the committee.
President Trump continues to make the same false claims about a stolen election with which he has misled millions of Americans. These are the same claims he knows provoked violence in the past.
Major League Baseball plunged into its first work stoppage in a quarter century when the sport's collective bargaining agreement expired and owners immediately locked out the players in a move that threatened spring training and opening day. Pope Francis accepted the resignation of the Archbishop of Paris, Michel Aupetit, after he admitted to an ambiguous relationship with a woman in 2012. Catholic priests take a vow of chastity. At the time of the alleged relationship, Aupetit was a priest in the Archdiocese of Paris. This is AP News. In the NBA, the defending champions, the Milwaukee Bucks, have won 8 in a row. Giannis Antetokounmpo got a layup with 2 seconds left to beat the Charlotte Hornets, 125-123.
We're going to be this situation at least 100, 200, 300 times. So sometimes you're going to miss. Sometimes you're going to make some shots.
This time he made the shot. Antetokounmpo scored 40 points. A block shot at the buzzer gave the Boston Celtics an 88-87 win over the Philadelphia 76ers. In the NHL, Austin Matthews' fourth career hat trick lifted the Toronto Maple Leafs to an 8-3 win at home over the Colorado Avalanche.
I mean, I've said it before, this is a really special place to play, and it's fun kind of when the crowd gets going like that and you play as well as we did tonight.
The Rangers beat the Flyers and Detroit beat the Seattle Kraken. In college basketball last night, Utah Valley stunned number 12 BYU 72-65 in overtime. Ed Donahue, AP News.